Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwangde Popsanim about the 500 Arhats. Good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwangde Popsanim, 10783 December 17, 2021, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. At one time when Sukhamuni Buddha was in deep meditation, there happened to be a noisy commotion outside. He thus asked Ananda where the sound came from. Ananda at that point said that there were 500 people who were to be sentenced to death. Sukhamuni Buddha asked Ananda to go to the king and request him to deal with his citizens like sons and daughters, because it was unthinkable to kill 500 people. So Ananda relayed this message to the king, who in return asked Ananda, "I know all too well that even if I kill one person, I will make bad karma. Thus, I could imagine what kind of heavy karma I would incur by killing 500 people. However, I must execute these 500 people because they troubled the citizens constantly by destroying the town and depriving everyone of their assets and money. Consequently, all the citizens were living in fear because of the misdeeds of these 500 people. Thus, I have to execute them even if I create bad karma, for there is no other way." The king requested that Ananda relay this message to Sukhamuni Buddha. The king, however, sought assurance from Sukhamuni Buddha that if he were to release these 500 people, these people would never steal again. So Ananda relayed this message to Sukhamuni Buddha. Then he relayed the instructions that Buddha gave to convey to the 500 prisoners. Ananda asked if any of them regretted their mistakes and whether they would leave their homes and become practitioners. Hearing this, the 500 thieves were very happy and appreciated that Sukhamuni Buddha had infinite compassion for them. Thereafter, they shaved their heads and became monks and nuns. Sukhamuni Buddha gave them a Dharma speech, and they appreciated that he had saved them from going to hell. So they promised to transform themselves into sincere practitioners. Surprisingly, these 500 people practiced very well and kept the rules and regulations correctly. The citizens began to question what led their compatriots to become thieves in the first place. The miscreants finally answered that in order to take the houses, money, or other assets of others, much thought had to be put into their crooked ways to succeed. Such misdeeds required the correct time to be kept, and that the thieves had always been careful not to get caught. They were therefore using and disciplining their minds through these conniving ways, which, alas, were indeed wrong. But Sukhamuni Buddha's teaching is a better and more satisfying and rewarding alternative that was easier to follow. Hence, they valued it very much and began to follow the path of Dharma. They subsequently practiced very sincerely and attained the Sudarvan level, which is the first level of enlightenment. After that, they soon attained the status of Arhat. Thus, even today in many temples we can see altars dedicated to the 500 Arhats. Nevertheless, what is important to know is that we all have abilities and can attain wisdom. But in fact, adverse conditions are not that conducive and make some people negative. The subsequent karma that is made becomes heavy and goes in a negative direction, which then makes life miserable. But even those who are negative can become Buddha themselves if they are engaged in good actions. Therefore, by going instead in the direction of goodness and living a life of purity and wisdom, we have infinite happiness and can succeed in accomplishing our aspirations. Hence, we must not be attached to the two eyes, which are the small eye and the impermanent eye. Rather, we should find the infinite big eye so that we can be infinitely happy and become correct human beings. Thank you very much, Dikwang De Popsenem. Thank you very much, Dikwang De Popsenem, and thank you very much for listening. I wish you a wonderful, nice, happy, and relaxed week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.